morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. We're having a great time looking through all the stuff that Lacey Chabert has been in over the life of her career.
Yeah, and I'll tell you. So we're going to get to how Dave is going to start watching Hallmark Christmas movies coming up. But if you can name the show that Lacey Chabert was in, that was a really popular show back in the day when she was young, we'll hook you up with Jeff Dunham tickets, 215-263-6700. So give us a call right now if you know what that is. First person to get through with the right answer is going to win.
Okay, and this all comes up because you talk endlessly, Andy, about these Hallmark holiday movies.
Yeah, we were just watching them over the weekend.
It's only so November good. 18th, and I'm already sick of them. But
so good.
And even though you and I'm sure a lot of people love the movies, and my cousin watches them religiously, whatever that word is, there's a lot of people like myself that don't want the sap of the Hallmark movies.
Which is like what the rest of us love about them, right? Like there's always going to be a happy ending, and the movies, they're pretty much all the same story. Like it doesn't make a difference which one you're watching. So, it's exactly like the other one.
Yeah, so if like me, you're anti-sap, here, this is going to turn you over to watch it. I found a Hallmark Christmas movie drinking game.
Oh.
So there are a bunch of scenarios that happen that require you to drink. So let me pass these by you, and you let me know if these are actual things that happen.
All right. So everyone, I'm just imagining, like, we're all at Dave's house. Everybody has a drink of some sort in their hand. And then when one of these instances happen, we're going to...
You're throwing it back.
You have to chug the whole... No, you're just taking it. You're just... Oh, I guess...
Is it in my house?
Okay. It's your... Yes.
You're throwing it back.
Okay.
All right. If the main character has a holiday-themed name, like Noel or Holly...
Oh, right. Yeah. That happens.
All the time?
That happens, okay. Yeah, for sure.
If the main character is a city person transplanted into a small town.
I'm not sure that I've ever seen a Hallmark movie where that wasn't the case.
Okay, so...
I'm not exaggerating.
You're drinking right off the... drinks right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
How about if there's some sort of magical agreement with an angel or Santa?
Or Santa. Yes. Yeah. No, that happens all the time, too. Like, they'll have a private conversation and be like, I don't know. Is this... Yeah, sometimes it has to do with shoes. It's a whole thing. Yeah. No, that definitely happens.
How about if the characters are drinking hot cocoa or eggnog?
I'm not sure you can make a Christmas story without drinking hot cocoa or eggnog, right?
So you have to at least once.
Yeah.
Like that might be a constant.
I mean, they're not getting drunk on it, but they're drinking it for sure.
Well, we're getting drunk so far, it seems. How about if the characters are caroling at a Christmas tree farm or baking cookies?
And that's the funny thing is that they never just go house to house. It's always at an unusual place like a Christmas tree farm where just randomly we're going to pop into song. Yes, that happens.
Or you're in a kitchen just baking cookies and everyone just
almost
starts singing.
Like my favorite Lacey Chabert movie is about baking the really? Christmas houses. Yeah, like the gingerbread houses.
Is that what the movie
houses.
Is called? Baking Christmas houses?
No, they all have the same thing.
How about if any of the characters are snowed in somewhere?
Of course that happens. That would be. Yes, yes.
And if the cynic of the story is suddenly filled with the holiday spirit, you got to finish your whole drink.
Yeah, oh, again. Right, because according to you, we're chugging every time.
Yeah, by now, you've refilled.
You're on another bottle. Yeah,
this is where the Lacey Chabert part came in, though. You've also got to take a shot if the movie stars either Candace Cameron Bure or Lacey Chabert.
Yeah. Okay, and that's almost all of them, too.
They're the only two, right, since Lori Loughlin's gone.
No, because you know what? Brad Paisley's wife is Kimberly Williams Paisley. Mm-hmm. Kimberly Williams has a sister who's also in a ton of them.
Okay.
And she looks... remarkably, just like Candace Cameron Bure and Lacey Chabert combined. It's like if they had a baby, it would be this Williams sister. It's amazing.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So, hello, Tina.
Hi.
So, Tina, we're talking about Lacey Chabert. What TV series put her on the map?
I believe it was Party of Five.
It was.
Yes, it was. Now, were you a big Party of Five fan, or are you just a dedicated Hallmark movie person so you know everything about her?
I used to watch the show.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that was her until Dave mentioned it to me just before we went on the air a little bit ago. And I looked her up. I was like, she was the little girl. Yeah. That was her.
Weird, right? And since then, she's done 720 Hallmark movies.
Oh, not just that. She voices cartoons. Like, she must be rolling in dough this year.
Who knew?
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.